The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now, there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have nothing to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In today's gospel, Christ did not receive a very warm welcome from Simon the Pharisee. Simon was kind of rude and disrespectful and neglectful of his just customary duties as being a host. And so this gospel is a good time to reflect on how warmly we welcome Christ into our own lives, into our own houses. We don't want to be like the Pharisee and have Christ reproach us with the words, "When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet." And so, are we ready to receive the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, into the house of our soul? My brothers and sisters, the Lord is coming very shortly in the Blessed Sacrament, and he deserves a warm welcome, a welcome based in humility, a welcome based in love, a welcome where he is the center of attention. It's easy to be distracted when we attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It's easy to think of the things of this world as the readings are read aloud. It's easy for our mind to wander as the homily is being preached. And it's easy for our mind to be far from Christ when we receive him in the Blessed Sacrament. It's important then to fight against these temptations so that the welcome we offer Christ is warm and attentive and filled with our love for him. St. John of the Cross preached about preparation for communion using this analogy. He said, "How joyful would a man become if he were told, 'The king is coming to stay in your house and show you his favor.' I believe that he would not be able to eat or sleep at all. He would be constantly thinking about his preparations for the royal visit. Brothers and sisters, I say to you on behalf of the Lord God, that he wants to come into your souls and establish his kingdom of peace. And so let us prepare for the coming of the Lord into our homes, into our lives, into our very souls as we get ready to receive him in Holy Communion this morning."